The president's plan to reorganize the executive branch may not sit well with everyone, but some members of the contracting community see it as an opportunity for positive change. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He tells Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, government is ripe for a reorg.
First of all, I think that the executive order is a timely step. I think it's time. The government needs to look at how it's organized, how it can be more efficiently and effectively organized. And then when you stop and think about it, not really much has changed for a long, long time in terms of government structure, right? We had DHS being created, but that's pulling pre-existing organizations out of the government across the board and smushing them into one organization. But like fundamentally looking at how the government is organized at a time when technology is rapidly changing the way people work, the way people can accomplish their work, how they communicate, all those things. The government needs to think strategically how to take advantage of that, how to more effectively deliver for the American people. So I think the executive order is a very timely and necessary step to look at reorganizing the government to make it more efficient and effective for everyone.
Now, we've seen over the years, administrations have tried it. You remember back in the 90s with the National Performance Review. You remember in 2000s, they tried it. And then President Obama tried it and didn't get much luck in Congress. But the way you're looking at this is almost different. You're looking at it almost from a procurement reorg.
Sure.
And I think that's had more luck with what we saw with FASA and FARA, some of the streamlining acts of the 90s. And then it's almost like you're saying now it's time to relook at that again because it's been 25 years plus.
Yeah, that's accurate. And I think one of the reasons why procurement reform can be accomplished is because historically it's been a nonpartisan or a bipartisan effort. It's not, government is bad on one side theoretically, and the government's, the font of all wisdom on the other, or whatever, however you want to put it. It's a bipartisan effort typically, and it was in the 90s. So I think that's where there is opportunity for everyone to work together to try to improve it. I think in the procurement world, fundamentally looking at streamlining operations, not just regulations, but operations, and whether that means creating centers of excellence like FedSIM to leverage, expertise in the acquisition workforce and program managers. And maybe 18F needs to be part of the acquisition assisted services as technical experts or IVV folks who can support procurements, support improving contract outcomes. The better buyer, the smarter buyer you are, the better deal you can get, the better it's for the support. For the contractor as well, maybe something like that, or even just looking at how interagency contracting is organized across the board might not be a bad thing. I think there's still opportunities to save a lot of money, shared services. Why create a whole separate contract vehicle at an agency when, something like Alliant or COSP3 or NASA SOUP or the schedules are already in place to deliver that?
I think the shared services concept is interesting because on one hand, you have that beginning or through category management. But on the other hand, you're talking about something that's a little different than just category management in and of itself.
Well, I think historically, a GSA has been a shared service model since it came into existence. That's its statutory mission, to provide, a shared service in the sense of procurement services that other agencies can leverage or utilize to streamline the process to acquire goods and services. But, the category management, and I think where there's an opportunity to look at that is that in the last administration, a lot of that was focused on centralizing and decision-making and processes and focusing on somehow that was going to address and improve overall buying. I think now we have an opportunity to look at how do we create shared markets through shared services, markets where the customer agencies are able to identify their requirements and work with contractors and compete those requirements. It's more reflective of the president's statement in his budget about giving agency managers the discretion to manage it, but holding them accountable. That's a different philosophical approach than centralizing so that you have your decision making through a sort of central focused organization that impacts everybody else. It's letting people closest to the requirements make those business decisions. And how can we more effectively organize the shared services model part of that to assist that customer agency or that program manager in identifying, a center of expertise they want to use or a contract they want to use, and then they can just worry about their requirement.
In some ways, are we starting to see this maybe a little bit within the Defense Department? For instance, DCMA, Defense Contract Management Agency, has a center of excellence around service buying. Is that where your thought process maybe, hey, you see what DoD is doing, could we expand that?
Yeah, or even go back to GSA, the assisted services of the Federal Acquisition Service and FedSIM, which is, I think, viewed across government as a center of expertise and excellence in terms of acquisition support, leveraging that, building those kind of models, because every agency can't have that, right? I mean, they just don't have the resources to do it. So taking advantage of that. But I think more fundamentally, you ought to see this sort of, in the NDAAs over the last year, especially last year, the focus on providing the services with more authority over their requirements, but at the same time, imposing more accountability to the services as opposed to OSD is a philosophical approach that you've seen in the NDAAs. And I think, that's sort of reflective of, where we're going right now.
Roger, you spent a big chunk of the column talking about GSA and some of the changes maybe the coalition would like to see within GSA. One of them is restructuring the multiple award schedules program, IT, GWACS, as well as OASIS, you mentioned, as well as maybe some of the inconsistent approaches that go across some of the GSA procurement operations. Let's start with the restructuring piece, multiple award schedule, popular program, very successful, but maybe it's time for a relook, an update.
And I don't want to get ahead of our members here as what should or shouldn't be done from that, because we will be obviously talking to our members about the recommendations that we want to make. But and I think we all want the same goals, of more effective, efficient programs across the board to provide access to the commercial solutions that agencies need, and utilizing GSA as one of those channels. But I do think that there's and one of the I think it's a fair observation with regard to GSA is that there hasn't been consistency in interpretation of pricing issues or issues around fair and reasonable pricing even from center to center. And there's an opportunity there to strengthen the infrastructure, and whether you need, one of the things I called for in one of my blogs is the idea of a multiple award schedule procurement executive to support us, whose job it is truly is, and empowered to do, that's part of it, empowered to do, is to you create some consistency across the program, the right kind of a consistency, right? But, one of the things that increases cost for companies and for government is uncertainty. And when the rules are applied different ways, the same rules are applied multiple ways across one organization, that creates uncertainty and increases costs, because many of these companies have contracts across centers. So that would be something. And looking how the schedules and the GWACs play together in the sense of, are they complementary? Where do they support? What gaps do one fill, or if one fills versus the other? And thinking about that, going out the next 5 to 10 years is something that I think would be appropriate. And we will obviously look at, the category management approach that GSA is taking and provide some feedback on that.